We're all yours. Cambridge 105, community radio in your city. Sunday Breakfast with Phil Rowe. Cambridge
105. In the studio with us this morning, Charlie and Molly. They've just arrived and just set themselves down. They've been here quite a while, but they come into a rather warm and cosy studio. Nice to see you both. Let's get all these microphones up. Get everybody to introduce themselves this morning. Ladies first, let's go with you, Molly, because you've not been here before.
No, I haven't. Hello.
Hello. Just the furthest you got, I think, was around the corner, Tut Pub, Alexandra Arms, one evening, wasn't it? Because you played the Alex Fest, which was back in October now, and the introducing stage, we had two stages set up over there, largely due to the organisation of our station manager, well, might be called the station manager today, Tim Willett, who you know very well.
Yeah.
Big now on the music scene in Cambridge, doing various management for different bands.
And sort of
looked after you a little bit. You played one of the gigs here in Cambridge. Next to you, Charlie.
Hello.
Good morning to you, Charlie.
Good morning.
All right. Are you all in one piece today, sir?
I am, yes.
Last time we saw you, you had sort of, without getting too graphic, well, it is radio after all, you had a sort of finger nearly hanging off one time, and the other, and then after that, after we last saw you, your arm ended up in a sling, I think, the second time or something.
Yeah.
sprained your wrist.
Yeah.
Young man, what are you up to these days? I don't know. How did you do all of this stuff going on?
I sprained my wrist playing football, but I had my finger bandaged up because I had an accident
with a blender.
So you're quite... say no. Your mum told me all about that. Alison's not with us today, but she's been a huge support to you as well, Alison McAlpin. Yeah. She's been doing all the press release stuff as well, and I suppose all the... She's the ground troop, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's going along on the ground there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Getting everything organised with you, all the radio stations you've been on. The pair of you, I think you've... Well, I think you can probably finally tick off the list, Molly, because
it's
the last probably radio station you've been to.
Yeah.
Last but not least, at Cambridge 105, you've been along to the BBC up the road, our friends there.
Yeah.
And some other
Star Radio.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Rather you mentioned them than I, but there's some good mates at Star as well. So this is the third bit of local radio that you've done.
Yeah.
It's lovely to see you both.
Thank
Not
you.
Only that, but I will get his name right, Robert Barnes.
Hiya.
Hello, Robert. It's nice to see you as well. You came on the programme with the NMG show that Tim was doing
at the
beginning of December as well, when this CD was launched. And so many people around the station as well. They're all through the glass appearing at us and making some funny faces as well. Who else have we got here today? There's such an entourage of people. I'm very impressed.
Well, we've got my dad.
Okay.
Charlie's granddad.
Every generation as well. They're all waving through the glass from various sides. And over here in the other studio at the moment, we can see...
Yeah, I've got Charlie's granddad.
My granddad.
Your boyfriend.
My boyfriend. And Jamie.
Over there as well. Ben.
And Ben.
Some of them look very familiar to me. I don't know if I've met them before. Maybe they've come along to some of the gigs or they were at the
Alexandra Arms. They're always there.
You've probably seen Grandad around.
Yeah. Just lurking.
So let's take the whole story back then to the early part of last year when you first met Robert. Now, how did this all come about?
Well, I'd known Robert anyway through my family. And he came to us and asked us to do the CD, which we couldn't really say no to. And it just really started from there. And we'd already recorded our demo. So we'd already had four tracks then. And then we just recorded another six over that. And yeah, that's how it all really spiralled and happened.
Robert, bringing you in here, a little bit of background from you. Your good lady wife, sadly, was departed from us in 2010.
That's right, yes. Lisa died on the 15th of September 2010. And on the 28th of October of that year, I decided to launch the Lisa Barnes Memorial Fund.
Your wife's name, Lisa. Yes.
Yep. The idea was to raise £100,000 for the Arthur Hank Hospice charity. Well, we reached that total last year, the 28th of May last year. But clearly there's an awful lot still to do within the charity, not least, of course, the new hospice build, which is now about to start. So with that in mind, I kind of thought that I would kind of take it a little easier, really, now that I'd reached the 100,000. That's a bit of a joke, I must say, because, bless them, I met Molly and Charlie, who, of course, I've known. Charlie I've known for many years.
Oh, I
because,
see.
Charlie's in Viva Youth Theatre. Based in Soham, and I'm a trustee of Viva Youth Theatre. So I've known Charlie for quite a little while. And, of course, Molly I've known since she was a tiddler, really, because...
You did my carpets and curtains.
In your house?
Yeah.
Yes. I see, that's where it's all come
from. They're clients of mine. So I've known and seen Molly grow up, and they're just lovely, lovely people.
They seem that way. As I say, I've only sort of had fleeting glances of them, heard them on the radio with Tim last year. The Arthur Rank Hospice charity itself, then, so, I mean, they really have got to go still quite a long way. There's a funding gap, isn't there, at the
yes,
moment,
there
Robert?
Is. Yes, there
between,
is.
Between what they have and what they need.
Yeah.
Moving to Shelford Bottom, this is near the Babram Road Park and Ride. It's on the A1307, heading out from Cambridge past Addenbrookes. The foot of Wanderbury Hill, you've actually probably just gone too far. There's the roundabout just before Babram Park and Ride, and there's a piece of land which was for a while contested by the planners as to whether it should be used for the new purpose. I guess, what has happened to the hospice as it stands? Is it just outgrown its...
I mean, what goes on within the hospice is actually quite remarkable and wonderful. But the infrastructure is now very old, very dated, and in some cases difficult to cope with. So by moving to a lovely all-singing and all-dancing purpose-built hospice, it will be great. It will
seventh
be,
heaven, almost, if you like.
It'll be
pardon
wonderful.
Pardon the phrase. It's probably...
Yeah.
And so when will be the building work start? I know there's a big sign there at the moment on the new site saying we are hoping to put the new Arthur Rank.
Yeah, almost any day.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, the builders have been appointed, and I think the thing they have to do on the land to see if there's any... what am I thinking of?
Sort of geological survey, I suppose.
Yeah, I think that's all done now.
You never know what they might find there, because it's at the foot of the Gog Magog.
Indeed.
So there could be Roman settlements, Anglo-Saxon settlements. There's a lot around that area as well. In Trumpington, they've had to dig up and sort out the area around the new AstraZeneca site, which is not very far away from there either.
Of course, it's going to have it's going to double in size on inpatient bed capacity from 12 to 24. It's going to have wonderful clinics, therapies, and all that sort of stuff. There will be two purpose-built cottages for people who need to be near their loved ones so that they can stay in proper accommodation overnight. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful place.
The irony is the current building that is on the Brookfield site is actually a 1980s building, and it's probably about the newest building there is on the site, on a single level, isn't it? But I've been there myself, done some telework there once.
Yes.
So, Robert, having known these two for so long, and you sort of obviously put your heads together and decided that you're going to do something to raise some more money, did the idea come from you, Robert, or did it come from you, Charlie or Molly, to do this in the first instance? Who was the instigator?
It came from Robert. We did a little gig for him, a fundraiser, over a year ago now.
Yes,
wasn't
it was, yeah.
So we did a little fundraiser gig at the Brook in Soham, and shortly after that, he approached us with the idea of doing this CD, which obviously we jumped at straight away.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and that's how it's...
Soham's where you both live?
Well, I live in Little Downham.
Quite a long way north.
Yeah.
The other side of Ely, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
I suppose the wrong side of Ely from Cambridge, that is.
Yeah.
I mean, wrong side geographically, that is, of course.
It's a nice place to live.
It's a nice place to live, but it's the wrong side of Cambridge, is what we've been geographically there. So far, you've raised £2,500.
We've actually gone over.
I was going to say, is there any stopping in? What are you up to now?
We're up to £3,200.
That's right.
My goodness. And you're still motoring, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many CDs were pressed? Because we'll get onto the CD in a minute and what the contents of the CD.
There was 1,000 pressed. And to date, we've sold about 230, 240. But with the pop-up shops, we've now reached £3,200. And we actually handed over a cheque for £2,500 to the Arthur Rank Hospice a couple of weeks ago.
That's right. It was in the local paper as well.
Yeah.
It's being featured a little bit by us as well. Amazing. Do you think you can make £4,000? I don't know.
I think we can.
Fingers crossed.
I think we can.
Yeah. Oh, I think we're going to for 10.
Molly, in your 10K. House, you had a tower of boxes when the CDs arrived.
I wasn't there when they arrived, actually. But, yeah, I did.
How many left? I mean, what's the pile like now?
It's going down.
I hope so.
It's smaller than it was.
All the places that people can pick up the CD, we'll be talking about where they can go to buy them,
yeah,
including some of the supermarkets. We've got a big list there.
Yeah.
All right then, Robert, you look like you'll be poised to tell us about that nearer to 11 o'clock. Just to see quite how you sound, on the CD itself, 11 tracks of music?
Ten tracks
of music, yeah. But before you sort of set off and we'll get you to play one of the tracks, we're going to be playing two across the show. Another thing I know about you, you actually recorded another CD, which you've never actually published yet, before this one.
That was me.
Charlie points at Molly. Oh, it's Molly on your own, is it?
Yeah, I went down to London and I was working with some writers, Sean Gnocchi, John Hogg, and I've recorded some a sort of album with them, which is sort of ongoing at the moment. So it's really exciting.
Do you think it will come out the other end, so to speak, Molly? You think you'll be releasing that later on?
I've got people nodding at me. I think so, yeah.
Producers, engineers, people next door nodding in the affirmative.
Yeah.
They're all smiling and thumbs up. Everybody's thumbs up everywhere.
My dad's got his thumbs up and nodding, so yes.
Is it the usual case? I always think you ask these young people, obviously so many older people have come with you today. with respect to them, younger people. Everyone has to, at the moment, ferry you around because, you know, you're sixth formers.
Yeah.
Thinking about getting your independence going, Molly, and you, Charlie, driving
definitely.
Soon?
Definitely. Yeah. Charlie's got driving lessons.
Ah, on the way to the test.
Yeah.
It's going to make such a difference to you. You're going to be able to get yourself probably an estate car because of all the stuff you're going to have to carry to all the various gigs.
Yeah.
But you've been playing some local gigs, including here in Cambridge as well. Tim helped set up one of those gigs, didn't he?
We'll
just ask you this before you set off as well. Just along Chesterton Road there, what it's called the Old Spring? Well, it used to be years ago. The pub's changed its name. Where were you back there?
Which one was this?
You played recently at one of them on Chesterton Road.
Oh, was the Boathouse.
The Boathouse, yeah. It used to be called the Old Spring years ago.
Yeah, no,
Saturday Night Live. There we are. We're in the poster. Yeah. Still got a souvenir poster. Another friend of mine, Grant Tufts, who we know very well, is also a radio broadcaster, was part of the event as well. I think whether you were higher up the bill than him or not, I don't know.
No idea.
But anyway, Charlie, do you want to grab your guitar?
Yeah.
Going to give us one of two songs this morning. I know you were tuning up earlier on out in the green room as well.
Yeah.
One of the tracks you're going to hear from you is Long Time Gone.
Yeah. Yes.
Go on then. Take it away.
You cheated me. Time gone, will be a long time gone.
time gone.
Pitch perfect this morning, I have to say, the pair of you. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Right. It's Molly and Charlie on Cambridge 105 on Sunday Breakfast, playing A Long Time Gone live for us. Who originally did that song? It's the 60s, isn't it?
Everly Brothers.
I was going to say Everly Brothers. I know John Gannon is outside there, was listening to that, and he does the 60s scene from 10 o'clock, and 11 o'clock this morning, rather, after us. And I can see him, I wasn't sure whether he knew it was the Everly Brothers. I'm sure he did. Thumbs up, Charlie. No, he didn't. Don't look at that. He's our 60s aficionado, and he couldn't think. I was thinking in the back of my mind it was them as well. Right, you actually put this 10-track CD together in your half-term holidays.
Yeah,
that would
did.
Have been autumn term.
Yeah.
Well, we originally did some demo recording in about June kind of time, and then really got the CD going at that half-term then, yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess it must have taken all of your half-term holidays to do this.
It took us a while because we underestimated how much time we would need.
You always do when you're going to recording and doing anything in production.
So we took, it took us about full days in the studio.
Yeah, over half term it took about that.
Yeah.
And you've been working with an excellent engineer on it as well.
Yeah.
Chris Pepper.
Chris Pepper has been helping
Fabulous
you with that.
Fabulous, man.
Amazing on it, yeah.
Where did you go to do this?
The studios. Just in Cambridge.
Pub Sound Studios.
Yeah, just around the corner, not far away. Fantastic. And the inspiration for the songs, did you choose them yourselves?
Yeah, it's all the songs that we normally play when we do live gigs. That was kind of the idea that we'd we kind of do that kind of stuff, the stuff that was most popular, and then we just put it together.
Yeah.
One of the tracks I know Tim Willett played on 105 on Drive on Monday on this station when he was in as well, Pumped Up Kicks.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Good track.
Thank you.
I got the CD in front of me in a hot little hand here, actually. It's still in its cellophane wrap, so it's even more collectible as it stands at the moment. Fairy Tale of New York.
Yeah.
That must have been quite difficult to do, I'd imagine.
Yeah, especially because it was one that we hadn't played for a long time.
Yeah.
But it was because the CD was going to be released around Christmas, we thought.
Might as well put a Christmas song on there.
We had to do it.
Take us back to the day you first met, because this is amazing, isn't it? Was it, Charlie, that you were called up on stage to do a song as a youngster?
Well, yeah, it was a thing at our old school at Kings and Ely, and they were doing kind of an open mic gig kind of thing. And so we turned up separately. I was doing some solo stuff on my guitar. Molly was doing some of her own solo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then kind of spontaneously, she told me some chords to a song she wanted to play. I had my guitar with me, so we quickly got up and did it.
He learnt it in about 2 minutes. It was amazing.
Never met each other before then?
Oh,
well, no, we went to school together.
Oh, right.
Never played together.
Did you know each other's capabilities and talents at that stage?
Kind of, like, here and there, because we did some like shows and stuff at school. So we
were aware of them, but we never really acted on it.
Right.
Our parents had been telling us to for ages. And then on that night, when we just got up and did that, that's the first night, and we just haven't looked back since then, to be honest.
And you've really has Robert here as well, but you've been out and really done your thing, because you've even been in a coffee shop in we can name the franchise, because they've been really good to you, the Costa Coffee up
coffee.
In Ely.
Yeah.
And it was at the Christmas lights on Market Square in Ely.
Yeah.
And you got nice and cosy and warm. That's the advantage to it all, I suppose.
Exactly,
and just set up a little stand in there and just sold copies of it.
That was a really good evening, actually.
Yeah, it was just before the CD was actually released. We were trying to get people aware of it, get people knowing about it, so they let us go in there for the whole evening and play some songs, get some donations to the charity and everything.
Yeah.
So as a music sampler, you could say to the audience, the listeners that are in the coffee shop there, this is what we sound like. So if you buy this CD, this is how we'll sound on the CD as well.
That was
fantastic.
Idea,
how many did you do to shift that night?
I'm not sure.
That night?
The
CD wasn't out then. That was just...
You weren't selling them?
No,
physical copies.
Not then. That was just before it was released, I think.
So it was more a promo evening?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you get donations that night, though?
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about going really well. The buckets were really heavy.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That adds to the pile, actually, that Robert has as well. Let's do another song. Guitar in hand there. Charlie, you're going to do Knee Deep with Molly.
Yeah.
After you.
Away for a minute, pretend I don't live. Boston. I got too close, so I fought and I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Cause now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Wrote a note to be back in a minute.
Of people enjoying that. Charlie and Molly, thank you very much. They're playing for us live this morning on Sunday Breakfast. Track called Knee Deep. What impresses me about listening to you, actually, the fullness of sound and the way that you kind of wrap your voices around with each other. And it sounds like there's more than two people here in the studio, actually, listening to just the pair of you there. Producer's been whispering in my ear just at the start of that track, and we've got a CD, apparently, to give away as a prize, so I'm hearing as well. But there is only about 5 minutes to do it. So, listeners out there, as a competition question, just so we can get this little CD off to somebody, if anybody knows the answer to this one, because we did mention it earlier on, just at the start of the interview, who's outside at the moment in the green room? You see, this is, don't you two say, is it the dad or the grandfather of Charlie, who's outside at the moment, or Molly? You see, who's out there? So if we can and get the relationship and who it is, then they win the CD. Does it make sense?
Yeah,
it makes sense. Yeah. Oh, we're just trying to think up a quick question. So we have a complete brand new copy off the press. Well, since last autumn, just after Charlie and Molly. The 10-track charity CD could be yours for free if you do want to get all of this in the next few minutes. We can see what's going on the screens with Wish You Were Here. So I'm going to leave that over there like that. And that is a prize giveaway. Before you disappear, actually, back to you, Robert, because we want to find out, really, where people can buy this CD if they're not being given it as a prize.
There's lots of places now, and I am still working on this. First of all, I'd like to say we're hoping to sell the first 1,000 and then more. Initially, we want to raise £10,000 on this event during this. So starting away from Cambridge, they're on sale in Soham Books and the Brook Entertainment Centre in Soham. They're on sale at the Lighthouse Centre, Burroughs Books, and Sainsbury's Ely. Little Port, they're on sale at the Co-op in Littleport, who have been extraordinarily good to Lisa's Fund going forward. They've raised masses of money for Lisa's Fund. Great people. And then here in Cambridge, of course, they're on sale at both the Arthur Hank Hospice shops.
Where are those, Robert? I was trying to think of...
Yeah, there's one in Mill Road and there's one in Regent Street. Okay. So they're on sale in both the Arthur Hank Hospice shops. They're on sale at the hospice itself in on the tea bar.
Which is the foot of Mill Road.
Yeah, down foot of Mill Road. You can buy it online through the Arthur Hank Hospice website. And, of course, they're on sale at in Sainsbury's here in Cambridge at Coldham's Lane. So there's lots of different places at the moment. I have, in fact, had some quite useful talks with other people ongoing. So we're hoping to do a bit more. The next time Charlie and Molly are performing is, in fact, at Sainsbury's in Ely. Next Saturday, I have a pop-up shop there all day, and Molly and Charlie are singing between 1 and 3 p.m. on Saturday. So it's next Saturday. On Thursday, I'll be selling the CD at Adam Brooks Hospital in Cambridge. I do an event there every 8 weeks in the outpatients department, so I shall be selling the CD there.
What's the event, Robert? Because we do quite a lot of voluntary work at Adam Brooks ourselves.
Well, it's a fundraising event for the Arthur Hank Hospice. I sell all manner of things there, and I earn an awful lot of money there. It's a really good place for us to make lots of money, and of course to network with people. People that come through the outpatients department empathise with the hospice and are very, very generous. We want all your listeners to go out there and buy a copy of this CD. It's £8. It's only £8. Every penny of that £8 goes straight to the hospice. There's nothing taken out at all.
Fantastic.
This CD was paid for by the promoters that are named on the back of this CD, and they were fabulous. So from day one, we made money. When we sold the first CD, we made £8, and we want all your listeners to go out there and buy a copy. We want this to work.
That's great. Robert, marketing fantastic. Yeah. Points to producer Isabel. We'll probably be buying a copy of this. Charlie, Molly, in no particular order. Molly, Charlie, I suppose. It should really be the ladies
first.
It really should be. Molly
first.
And Charlie. Really, yeah. Charlie and Molly.
Molly and Charlie. I think that sounds better.
You might be switching it around by the time we get onto X Factor or something.
I really do.
The pair of you, thank you so much support that you've been giving Robert, and to come back to see us here at Cambridge 105 again. I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more of you. I know a lot of the presenters on daytime will be playing some of your music in the days and weeks to come. I say more power to you. Just, you know, as another presenter, another radio station said, it restores spirit in young people to hear you do something like this, and so far the money you've raised. Robert, thank you as well very much for coming.
You're
in
very
today.
Welcome. Thank you.
Charlie and Molly there from, all things music, and of course we also spoke to Robert Barnes this morning.
Broadcasting from the University City, we are Cambridge 105.